Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuc. Formerly a member of alt-country rock band Drive-By Truckers, Jason Isbell's solo career is flourishing in the wake of Southeastern, a record he released last year, which is nominated for Best Song, Best Album, and Artist of the Year for 2014 from the Americana Music Association's Honors and Awards. Rock critic Ken Tucker named Southeastern his number one album of 2013. It also made NPR and Amazon's Best of 2013 lists and was American Songwriter's number one album.
Heart on the run, keeps a hand on the gun, you can't trust anyone. I was so sure what I needed was more, tried to shoot out the sun. Days when we raced, we flew off the page, such damage was done. But I made it through, cause somebody knew I was meant for someone. So girl, leave your boots by the bed, we ain't leaving this room. Someone needs medical help for the magnolias. It's cold in this house and I ain't going out to chop wood. So cover me up and know you're enough to use me for good.
Jason Isbell is performing tonight at Mass Mocha in North Adams, Massachusetts, and he joins us now. Jason Isbell, welcome to the Roundtable.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You began creating music when you were very young. A lot of people in your family played, and you hung out with them and learned from them, as well as taking formal lessons, of course. How did the music you grew up with influence the music you create today?
Well, you know, it took me a while to really notice that, because the earliest stuff that I started hearing and playing, it was mostly gospel music and old country music, and I sort of ran from that inadvertently when I got a little bit older and I started listening to a lot of rock and roll and playing in garage bands and stuff like that. But yeah, when I started writing my own songs, I definitely see a traditional thread that runs through them, structure-wise, melody-wise, that sort of harkens back to that kind of material.
Is songwriting for you an assignment or a reflex? Do you have to sit down and put time aside and work on your music, or do you find yourself doing it sort of constantly or whenever something strikes?
Well, it's both. I mean, I take notes, all the time. If I hear something or read something that strikes me, I'll put that down on a phone or in a notebook or something. But I also do. I set aside time when I'm home to sit down and write. You know, I think you have to do that, really, if you're serious about it. Unless you're just one of those people who is always writing, and that's not really the case for me. When we're on the road, I don't get a whole lot of writing done. So when I get home and have some time off, I'll set aside a few days in a row to actually do some work. And then once the ball gets rolling, you know, if I do have a little bit of an extended stay at the house, I'll wind up writing a lot of material.
Do you bring ideas from the road home to write songs? I mean, it sounds in the music like you do.
Oh, yeah. I get the ideas from everywhere, you know. It can be an experience I've had traveling or something that I've overheard in an airport or something that I've read in a book. It's all very... It's very easy to find the inspiration. You know, the motivation to actually sit down and do the work can be difficult for folks sometimes, but the inspiration's all over the place if you're paying attention.
Mountains rough this time of year, close the highway down, they don't warn the town. I've been fighting second gear 15 miles or so, trying to beat the angry snow. And I know every town worth passing through, what good does no one do? No one to show it to. And I've grown tired of traveling alone, tired of traveling alone. I've grown tired of traveling alone. Won't you ride with me? I've grown tired of traveling alone, tired of traveling alone. I've grown tired of traveling alone. Won't you ride with me? Won't you ride? I quit talking to myself, listening to the radio a long, long time ago. Damn near strangled by my appetite, Ybor City on a Friday night, couldn't even stand upright. So high the street girls wouldn't take my pay. She said, come see me on a better day. She just danced away. And I've grown tired of traveling alone, tired of traveling alone. I've grown tired of traveling alone. Won't you ride with me? I've grown tired.
We're speaking with Jason Isbell. He'll perform at Mass Mocha in North Adams, Massachusetts tonight at 8. For more information, visit massmocha.org. Your most recent album, Southeastern, came out about a year and a few couple months ago, and it was produced by Dave Cobb. How did you meet and decide to work with Dave?
I had heard him do a few records in the past that I liked a lot. I liked the Secret Sisters record that he worked on, and some of the Shooter Jennings stuff that he'd done, Jamie Johnson's work, and you know, I was impressed with the sounds and with the way the instruments served the songs, and just the way they sounded, you know, from an engineering production standpoint. And I come to a point where, you know, up until Southeastern, I'd always at least had co-production credits on everything I recorded, so I was really sort of trying to avoid the situation in which I would make the same record again. I know of a lot of people who have done that, you know, because they're afraid to give up control of the project to an outside producer, so they wind up making essentially the same record over and over. Even you know, good songwriters, good artists do that sometimes. I wanted to avoid that trap. But the thing that really struck me, we were doing a television show, recording the theme song for the television show, and George Jones had been in the week before, but Dave was producing George, doing the same track, basically, that we wound up doing. And during the course of about a minute and a half, which is all the time that, you know, you have for those kinds of things, the recording that George had sang went through his entire career, you know, and it covered different periods from the 50s and 60s and 70s and 80s. And you could hear where those changes happened. The production techniques completely shifted every few words, you know, and I was really impressed by that. And I asked who had produced it, and they said Dave had done that. So that sort of sealed the deal for me. I knew at that point that I'd like to work with him at some point. You know, the opportunity just happened to come up for this record, so I was happy that it did.
There's a man who walks beside me, is who I used to be, and I wonder if she sees him and confuses him with me. And I wonder who she's pining for all nights I'm not around. Could it be the man who did the things I'm living now. I was rougher than the timber, shipping out of Fond du Lac, when I headed south at 17, the sheriff on my back. I'd never held a lover in my arms or in my gaze, so I found another victim every couple days. But the night I fell in love with her, I made my weakness known to the fighters and the farmers digging dusty fields alone. The jealous innuendos of the lonely-hearted men let me know what kind of country I was sleeping in. Well, you couldn't stay a loner on the plains before the war. When my neighbors took to slighting me, I had to ask what for. Rumors of my wickedness had reached our little town. Soon she'd heard about the boys I used to hang around. We'd robbed a Great Lakes freighter, killed a couple men aboard. When I told her, her eyes flickered like the sharp steel of a sword. All the things that she'd suspected, I'd expected her to fear, was the truth that drew her to me when I landed here. There's a man who walks beside me, here's who I used to be. And I wonder if she sees him and confuses him with me. And I wonder who she's pining for on nights I'm not around. Could it be the man who did the things I'm living now? I carved a cross from live oak and a box from shortleaf pine, and buried her so deep she'd touch the water table line. And picked up what I needed and I headed south again. To myself I wonder, would I ever find another friend? There's a man who walks beside her, he is who I used to be. I wonder if she sees him and confuses him with me.
Jason Isbell will perform at Mass MoCA tonight. For ticket information, visit massmoca.org.
You have sort of publicly, not too publicly, but it's in, you know, the coverage of your career of late, been sober for a couple of years now. How is being on the road sober treating you?
It's good. You know, first of all, I'm glad that hasn't changed between the time you read it and the time you just asked me about it, because it is sort of always waiting around the corner. But,
of course.
But yeah, it's been good, you know. The problems are still there. The rest of the world's still there, you know. Get off stage and you go to a hotel room and you're by yourself. You're still by yourself in a hotel room. But it's definitely easier for me to focus, and it's physically a lot easier for me to tour. I don't know if I would have been able to do the last year had I been drinking still. I think it probably would have fallen apart at some point. But yeah, you know, it's been worth it for me. Relationships are stronger, at least the ones that I value, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Some people jump ship when you make a big change like that. Sometimes you quit drinking and, you know, and then with the record doing as well as it did, you know, some people don't want to be your friend when you can't open for them anymore. But you know, those things are really unimportant compared to the general well-being that I have and that my family has now, my wife has. You know, it's a much easier way to live from day to day.
I am getting to speak with you today because you are coming to Mass MoCA. Have you ever been there before?
No, I'm not. My wife has been there. She said it's a nice place. She said the people there were very very friendly and took good care of you. So I'm looking forward to it.
It is one of my favorite places in the world, and I hope you have a wonderful time.
Oh, good. Well, that's nice to hear. I'm sure that we will.
Staring at the pictures of the runaways on the wall. Seems like these days you couldn't run away at all. And even if you did, what you got to run away to? Just another drunk daddy with a white man's point of view. I can see you in my mind's eye catching light. I sleep beside the river if we make it out of town tonight. You can strip in Portland from the day you turn 16. You got one thing to sell, benzodiazepine. 10 years ago I might have seen you dancing in a different light. And offered up my help in different ways, but those were different days.
Jason Isbell will be at Mass MoCA in North Adams, Massachusetts tonight at 8. For more information, visit massmoca.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.
Had a girl back home and we shared a single bed. When I whispered in her ear, she believed every word I said. If she didn't believe, she didn't dare give me slack. Or it was, baby, I love you, get off of my damn back. Time went by and I left again. Jesus loves the sinner, but the highway he loves the sin. My daddy told me, I believe he told me. The right thing's always the hardest thing to do. 10 years ago I might have stuck around for another night and used her in a thousand different ways, but those were different days. Those were different days. And the story's only mine to live and die with. And the answer's only mine to come across. But the ghosts that I got scared and I got high with look a little lost. 10 years ago I might thought I didn't have the right to say the things an outlaw wouldn't say, but those were different days. Those were different days.